The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Social media went crazy with the students that happened to be there, and some of them laid out what they experienced that night as they went to the head of the university's house.
Okay, wait. I think I know where you're going with this. This must have been like a whole night of racism. Did he serve them fried chicken and
watermelon? Just let me finish. Shut up. Listen.
I mean, it's got to be what it is.
Listen.
It sounds pretty serious.
Listen.
Okay.
One student wrote, so I attended Lipcomb University. I attend Lipcomb University. And as most of you know, that is a predominantly white school. Do you deny that?
I mean, I don't know the statistics.
Tonight, African-American students were invited to have dinner with the president of the school. Okay. As we arrived to the president's home and proceeded to go in, we see cotton as the centerpieces. By the way, this is written by a college student. We see centerpieces made of cotton. We also stood and ate dinner. There were no seats to sit in, and it felt very uncomfortable. Do you deny those racist things right there, Cal?
I'm not going to say they're racist, but I do. I get annoyed when I'm trying to eat standing. I feel like
I see a chink in your armor. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
A crack in your foundation. Sorry. You're starting to buckle under. Okay, you're starting to buckle under. You're starting to see my point. Edit that all out.
Nobody's going to hear that.
I continue with what they posted. After standing and eating dinner, we were very offended, one student wrote. And also the meals that were provided resemble many, as they said, quote, black meals.
Okay, so there was fried chicken.
They had mac and cheese, collard greens, and cornbread.
That's racist, Cal.
That's
really good.
Racist.
Southern food is
racist. You see right there. They claim the night before when Latino students had dinner at the president's house.
Did he bust out the rice and beans?
Tacos. He said they also didn't have the centerpieces that they had that night. There were no cotton centerpieces, Cal.
Obviously.
Now, they didn't put this in there, but I think the president and his wife were wearing some fabrics made of cotton. Think so.
How dare they?
There's more. A couple of minutes went by. The president was coming around and asking our names and what our major was. He finally got to our table and my friend asked why there was cotton on the table as the centerpiece. His response was that he didn't know. He's seen it before. He did.
This is his private home, right?
Yes, this is his private home.
So it's just his wife's decoration.
He finally got to our table, and my friend asked why there was cotton on the table as the centerpiece. His response was that he didn't know. He seen it before we did. He kind of thought it was fallish.
Okay, of the season.
Kind of
okay.
But he seen it before we did.
Okay.
This is a college student just who wrote this.
He had seen it before
no,
we did?
No, he seen it before we did.
Well,
anyway,
I'm assuming the college student didn't do well in grammar.
Then he said, it isn't inherently bad if we're all wearing it, and then walked off, justifying the racist garbs that he is wearing. He might as well have had a pointy white hat on and a burning cross. Come on, Cal. There's more. Later, all of us that were there were invited into the home, and we had the impression that we were coming to speak about how us as black people feel about Lipscomb University. The whole entire time we were in their home, they only talked about themselves and how they met, got married, and end up at Lipscomb. And the only question that we were asked was our transformation coming to Lipscomb. A couple of women answered the question, but they sugarcoated it. They also said any other question that we have can be emailed to the advocate for the Latinos that a second meeting may be held. Also, we don't have an advocate on campus. The only African-American advocate we had no longer works there. The only advocate available to us is the advocate for the Latinos. Do you see this oppression, Cal?
I'm confused. This was a social dinner, or was it like, it sounds like a
He invited them, but to find out about their experiences as people of color on campus.
So he, that was specific. He wanted to hear from people of color.
And then he serves a mac and cheese and cornbread and puts cotton on the table. Yep. They claim to have funding for minorities, one student wrote, but you have to live up to the expectations of a typical black family to even get the thousands. There is no funding for just us black students. There it is. That's what they wrote. Now you tell me that's not racist.
Why should they get funding just because they're black?
You're not getting it, man. The university president fortunately gets it, though. He wrote, the content of the centerpieces was offensive.
Oh, God. Why? Why would he say that?
And I could have handled the situation with more sensitivity. I sincerely apologize for the discomfort, anger, or disappointment we caused, and solicit your forgiveness. And we welcome the opportunity to continue this conversation.
What conversation?
The conversation about the racist cotton. And I stand with the president of Lipscomb University, Randy Lowry, this morning, and many other people saying, no more can we have cotton around, Cal. I am ready for you to go exclusively hemp, maybe bark cloth. I will drape myself, ensconce myself in velvet if necessary.
I feel bad for people like this, that they're so sensitive that a centerpiece of cotton would trigger them like this to the point of...
Oh, I thought you were getting it. I really thought you were coming along here. I thought you were starting to understand, but apparently not.
And then he gave in and he apologized. That just gives validity to their nonsense.
Maybe this will help you understand.
Was there,
it's not just Lipscomb University.
Was there a banana peel?
No. Thank God anywhere? He didn't serve banana pudding.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.